It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Did you know that the United States no longer holds the title of the world's most heavily populated obese nation on this half of the globe? You know, nothing to be proud of, right? But the award really goes to now number one fattest country goes to Mexico. Some of the health problems caused by obesity includes predisposition to diabetes, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, heart disease, atherosclerosis, even cancer. There's so much. You know, we now know that obesity is a global epidemic. In the U.S. alone, we have 154.7 million Americans who are overweight. Overweight, and that what that means is that they have a BMI of over 25 kilograms over meter squared. And, or, you know what? Pretty much you can look at it as that 50% of Americans, 50% of us are overweight. That's a great deal. You know, so most of us are aware by now that a balanced, healthy, nutrient-dense diet and physical activity are some of the most important cornerstones of weight loss. But quick weight loss strategies and diet pills have been gaining a lot of momentum among people who are struggling to shed the fat pounds. So today on Nature's Secret, I want to dive into the dangers of these weight loss tactics, what to look out for so you can make the best choices for your healthy weight and fat loss plan. So number one, the dangerous weight loss strategy to stay away from are these very low calorie diets, fasting diets, as well as starvation. You know, severe reduction of calories definitely may lead to weight loss, but the lost weight, you know, it actually includes precious muscle, water, and of course it lowers your metabolism. Drastic calorie restriction also causes shift towards a higher percentage of body fat. And when that happens, you can increase the risk of metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes. Did you know that by 2020, the statistics show that we're going to have 50% of our population having type 2 diabetes? So it's really important that, you know, we don't want to become what's called a skinny fat person. When you look thinner, we really want your fat percentages to be lower, your muscle mass to be higher, and to do that, of course, calorie restriction is the worst possible way. Unless you have medical supervision, don't cut your calories below 1,200 calories per day, all right? And, you know, during these weight loss programs that you're going to go into, it's really extremely important that you also take a multivitamin, mineral, essential fatty acids, and amino acids so that you can get your daily requirements to sustain your energy and mental clarity and keep a very strong, powerful, vibrant body. I myself actually eat an average of 2,500 to 3,000 calories per day, and that really what gives me the nutrients necessary to maintain my body's energy level and think straight, you know. And most people say, well, that's a lot of food, but you know what? It's because my metabolic rate is definitely higher. That's the reason why I can maintain such a high level of calorie count without gaining weight. Now, I still take a great deal of vital nutrients. I'm so sorry. There's something on the background here. Anyway, so if you want to get my essential nutrients quick reference guide, go to drsuzanne.com/nutrient list. And that's drsuzanne.com/nutrient list. And you're going to get a quick reference guide there where all the nutrients that are necessary to maintain a healthy energy. Now, what's next? Stay away from these supplements and drugs that can make these unbelievable promises. That's my number two dangerous weight loss strategy. Now, they can really cause you harm. I know that a lot of times when we're on a way to get well and get rid of these fat pounds, people want these quick diet pills, right? You know, I'm telling you that those are going to cause different various issues with your health and well-being. For instance, caffeine. You know, caffeine is a natural occurring substance that is in plants and tea leaves and coffee beans, etc. But caffeine is also an excessive amount of stimulant that can cause heart issues, heart palpitations, insomnia, and agitation, jitteriness, even aggressive behavior. Now, caffeine we know about in food, right? Chocolate, coffee, teas, you know, all different kinds of teas. But also caffeine is also known in guarana. Guarana is a natural plant that also has a high level of caffeine. Yerba mate, green tea extract that has caffeine in it. What I do is I use a non-decaffeinated, so I use a decaffeinated green tea extract, but also found in cola and cola nuts. These have high levels of caffeine. And look out for the name 1,3,7-trimethylxanthine. 1,3,7-trimethylxanthine. That's another name for caffeine. And caffeine, it's called anhydrous caffeine, and basically it's another stimulant. So we really want to stay away from caffeine. Other kind of supplements, Maohuang, ephedrine, as well as pseudoephedrines that are in some drugs. Now, these ephedrines, and particularly Maohuang, that's been taken off the shelves, but it can cause high blood pressure, increase your heart rate to where you have what's called tachycardia, irregular heart rhythm. You could even get heart attacks, strokes, or even death. There's been definite numbers of deaths in this country caused by Maohuang and these diet pills. Now, of course, it's against the law to have this. But remember, you can also find them in the hidden Chinese herbal formulas that you can get in different areas of where there's more Chinese herbs. So be careful with that. One other formula that I find that's also a major stimulant that can cause you harm is bitter orange. Bitter orange, another name for that is sinephrine. Sinephrine is a very popular weight loss shake out there. There's shakes, there's pills, and which has a ton of bitter orange. And what that does is actually similar to ephedra. It causes an increase in heart rate, headaches, vomiting even, insomnia, high blood pressure, fainting. You know, heart attacks, strokes, these are not what you want when you're trying to have a sound, healthy way of weight loss. I do want to mention a couple of drugs that are out there still. These are drugs that are used at diet pills. You need a prescription. But the drug sibutramine. Sibutramine, you may be heard of it as Meridia. It's a powerful stimulant, but it's also significantly increases risk of heart attacks, arrhythmia, strokes, and of course other types of serious side effects like headaches and vomiting and insomnia. So everyone, really important that you want to stay away from the Meridia or the drugs sibutramine. All right, one more drug, Fenproprex. This is an amphetamine-like drug that's been used in the past. It is against the law, but you might still see that it's sold in other areas. So what do you use? What are you going to use? I find that there are a few really good metabolic supporting formulas. I like the decaffeinated EGCG. This is a polyphenol green tea extract. I like the formula conjugated linoleic acid. It's known to improve your insulin insensitivity and leptin levels and improve lean body mass. I like Coleus Forscoli. And then that formula actually is really well known to enhance your level of body mass, meaning muscle. We increase the muscle mass by helping you through the C-cyclic AMP mediated action. And then there's another formula called Garcinia Cambogia. Garcinia Cambogia is known to support healthy body composition. There's a formula that actually has both HCA hydroxycitric acid as well as Garcinol. Now, remember, everyone, really important, you want to be able to have a healthy way of losing weight. You know, choose a great program that works for you with healthy eating, eliminating inflammatory foods. Make sure that portion control is done well. Sleep well, burst to boost, and remember, you know, seeking advice for your holistic from your holistic integrative doctors. Until then, this is Dr. Suzanne on Radio MD, dedicated to helping you feel better today, the all-natural way, and stay well. Thank you very much.